Hare Krishna. So we have been discussing about action and inaction, forbidden action. So we have discussed all that. And just in the previous shloka, we saw that how a person, a worldly person, who is doing activities, keeping Krishna in the center, is much, much, much better than a so-called karma sannyasi or a mayavadi, an impersonalist. Because this karma sannyasi, if he is not qualified, if his heart is not completely cleansed, what he will do? He has externally given up all the work, but then internally is meditating on the sense objects, and such a person is called as pretender. So in this way, we understand that a person who keeps Krishna in the center while doing all his activities, such a person is much better than a karma sannyasi who is still, whose heart is not yet completely cleansed. Now Krishna continues the same theme and he speaks the next verse. Let's see that. Yasya sarve samarambhaha kama sankalpa varjitaha jnanagni dagdha karmanam tam ahuho panditam budaha. So here Krishna is saying, Tam Panditam. That person is considered to be in full knowledge. Pandita. Who? Yasya sarve samarambha. Whose all activities are varjitaha, devoid. Devoid of what? Kama sankalpa. Devoid of the desire of sense gratification. And what happens to such a person? Budaha ahuhu. The saintly people, the learned people, they are glorifying him and they are telling what happens to such a person. What happens? Jnanagni dagdha karmanam. So the reactions of all his work are completely burnt by what? Jnana Agni, by the fire of transcendental knowledge. A very nice shloka to discuss, where it is saying that that person who is devoid of the desire of sense gratification, such a person does not have any reaction to his work. Let's understand more in more detail about this particular activity. Because if we can do that in our day-to-day life, what will happen? We'll be free from all the reactions of various karma or various actions. So here Prabhupada says, the person in Krishna consciousness is devoid of all kinds of sense gratificatory propensities. It is to be understood that he has burnt up the reactions of his work by perfect knowledge of his constitutional position as the eternal servitor of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Person in Krishna consciousness. What do we mean by this? Person in Krishna consciousness. It means that he knows his constitutional position, who he is, his spirit soul. But then the next information or next thing that he has realized is that he, as spirit soul, is part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Who is Supreme Personality of Godhead? Krishna. What is my relationship with Krishna? I am his servant. That is what is my constitutional position. Now, when someone realizes this very, very nicely, that I am servant of Krishna, what happens? If I am servant of someone, I am supposed to serve. What else a servant is expected to do? So, if I am supposed to serve, then it means that I am supposed to do what my master has told me. Simple. So where is the question of doing what the person wants? What he himself wants? Where is the question of doing that? So there is no question of sense gratification here. Because his entire life, he is just making sure that he is engaged in service of his master. And a person in Krishna consciousness is very, very special. Because his master is very, very special. Just imagine the PA of Prime Minister or President. They have so much of, they are almost like Prime Minister or President, where, you know, wherever they go, people treat them very nicely and they give so much of respect because they know that, oh, this person is very close, you know, to such a great person. Similarly here, can we imagine all of us, we are servant of Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna, who is the creator of the entire cosmic manifestation. Both material worlds and spiritual worlds. We are his servant. personal servant. Can we imagine? So if we are servant of Krishna, then our duty is to serve Krishna with love and devotion. And when that love and devotion comes in the service, automatically the desire for sense gratification will go down. When the desire for sense gratification goes down, more love and affection will manifest for Krishna, and more the desire for sense gratification will go down. Like this, the love for Krishna will take over the desire of sense gratification, and there will be a time when the person will be completely devoid of sense gratification. And when a person is completely devoid of sense gratification tendency, no tension in life. Very, very simple living. And at the same time, the person will be very, very happy and satisfied. Because the happiness that he is deriving now is from serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And before he was deriving happiness from what? By doing some sense gratification. And then by doing that, he would get some happiness. But at the same time, he will get frustrated. Because when for a few times he does that sense gratification, he'll get some bliss here and there. But after that, the same thing, the same sense object will start troubling the person. Like for example, you have nice sweets kept in front of you. A lot of sweets are there and you like all of them. For a change, you know, let's consider rasgulla. So a lot of rasgullas are kept. And then you know, you take one and then you put it in your mouth and it's like, aha, it's so nice. And then there is, that bliss feeling is coming within, and then you feel like, oh, let me take one more, and then you take, and again put it inside. You feel very nice. And the third one, a little nice is gone from that, you know, so little nice. And then after that, fourth or fifth one, it depends on everyone's appetite. You know, for me, it's like fourth or fifth one will be too much. So fourth or fifth one, the same rasgulla, which was giving so much of bliss, when he had for the first time, the same rasgulla will be like, enough, I cannot, frustration, yes? Same thing, same sense object is now not giving happiness. So it is very clear that sense gratification doesn't give happiness for a long time. Little bit here and there, yes. But then serving Krishna, just imagine when we chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we are actually serving Krishna. And people keep chanting. There was a devotee whose name was Haridas Thakur. He would chant 192 rounds, which approximately takes some 22 or 23 hours. Continuously he would chant. Yes. If there is no taste in the holy name, if there is no taste in the Maha Mantra, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, if there is no taste in service for Krishna, then why will... I just gave one example. There are many, many examples like that. And why just to them, no, those great souls, even common public like us, we also chant some rounds every single day. Now we chant the same mantra, same service we are doing every day. But then we continue doing it because yes, there's continuous increasing bliss that is there in chanting of the holy names of the Lord, which is a service to Lord Sri Krishna. When you cook something selflessly and offer it to Krishna, it gives so much of bliss. The more bliss is in distributing Krishna prasadam than, you know, just sitting and having Krishna prasadam. Yes. So in this way we understand that when we realize that we are servant of Krishna, and then when we start serving Krishna, automatically the sense gratificatory tendencies will go down. Love will manifest, affection will manifest for Krishna, our services will increase, the intensity of services will increase more, and the intensity of sense gratification tendencies will go down. So in this way, this particular verse is basically a verse for sadhaka. These verses which are coming up for you, this is for sadhaka, where a sadhaka understands that what he's supposed to do to reach the ultimate perfection. Prabhupada continues the same theme and he says, development of this knowledge of eternal servitorship to the Lord is compared to fire. Such a fire, once kindled, can burn up all kinds of reactions to work. Now, every single activity that the person is doing, he's doing for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now, when he's doing for Supreme Personality of Godhead, then where is the question of reaction? Where is the question of reaction of karma? Because his entire existence now is just in serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So it is said that all those reactions are completely burnt. But then what is burning that reaction? The transcendental knowledge. What is the transcendental knowledge? That I am eternal servant of Krishna. And how this knowledge will come? While doing service, when we are continuously doing service to Lord Sri Krishna, our heart will get cleansed completely. And this transcendental knowledge will manifest in our heart. See, spiritual life is very, very dynamic and very wonderful. It's magical as well. Because when we keep practicing, There'll be so much of transformation in the heart. There is so much of magic that will happen. It will give so much of bliss. And the realizations that will keep sprouting in our heart, that will keep our enthusiasm on to keep practicing Krishna consciousness. So in this way, we understand that we are not supposed to stop our work. We have to continue doing our work, but then we have to dovetail towards Krishna. That is very, very important. So there is no question of we stopping our work. So now let's see the next verse. It talks more about a sadhaka. So we'll see that in the next video. Hare Krishna.